It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 5th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is wheel, spelled W-E-A-L. Wheel is a noun. It's a somewhat old-fashioned word that refers to a state of being happy, healthy, and successful. Wheel is usually ascribed to large groups of people rather than individuals, as in the phrases common wheel or public wheel. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Atlantis by M. Anthony Mills. The National Research Council's independent status was by design. While seeking to press science into service for the public weal, astronomer George Ellery Hale nevertheless wished to preserve science's independence, a wish shared by many of his fellow scientists at the time. The word weal has, since the dawn of English, referred to well-being. It's most often used in the phrase common weal, to refer to the general good, that is, to the happiness, health, and safety of everyone in a community or nation. A closed form of this phrase, commonweal, has, since the 1300s, carried the same meaning, but it once also referred to an organized political entity, such as a nation or state. This job, among others, is now done by the word's close relation, commonwealth. At one time, weal and wealth were synonyms. Both meant riches, as in all their worldly weal, and well-being. Both words stem from wela, the Old English word for well-being, and are closely related to the Old English word for well. An unrelated word, weal, W-E-A-L, is a synonym of welt in its painful application. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.